Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the District, and you're listening to Episode 16. This week, our College and Career Readiness team at Harding High School are joining us to talk about the new program and all of the benefits available to our students.
I like to start each episode by getting to know our guests and their journey into education. So if each of you could introduce yourself and then tell us how you ended up in your current position working with Marion City Schools.
Hi, yeah, my name is Erin Lytle, and I graduated with my bachelor's degree in social work from Ohio State Marion. After I graduated, I then went on and got my licensure in social work. And before I came here to Marion City, I worked at Job and Family Services as a youth employment specialist in the Ohio Means Jobs Department. At that point, I was working with 14 and 24-year-olds, helping them achieve their goals. And I came here because I wanted to be in more of a school setting.
Hi, my name is Shanna Riedlinger, and I graduated from Harding in 2011, so I'm an alumni. And I went on to Olivet Nazarene University and got my degree in social work, so I also have a bachelor's in social work. After graduation from college, my career path was very different than a normal career path. I was a substitute within Marion City for 2 years, and then I went on to become a preschool teacher for 2 years. And then I took a year off to be a full-time caregiver for my family, and then I worked with Ohio Health before coming here. So I've had a very weird path of careers, but that is, I think, a cool thing to be able to show the kids. Like, you don't have to follow a specific path. You can find your way through many different avenues.
Hi, everyone. I'm Austin King. I started my bachelor degree at Ohio State Marion here in Marion, Ohio, and finished my degree in Columbus my last semester. After I graduated from OSU, I was still pretty involved with Ohio State Marion's campus, and their supervisor of their communications department actually contacted me and offered me an interview with a program called Gear Up Ohio. And at the time, I was still working as a bartender at Applebee's, so I wasn't really sure exactly what I was going to be doing for my next career move. But, you know, it actually ended up working out in my favor, and I have now been with Marion City Schools going on my 9th year. So I started December of 14, and we just finished our Gear Up grant June 30th of this year, and I recently transitioned into the College and Career Readiness role.
So since you just mentioned that, so we had the Gear Up program, and that grant ended this year. So now students are working with College and Career Readiness program. So since you were involved in both of these, could you tell us a little bit about CCR and what students and families can expect?
Yes, absolutely. So we have our three advisors that you guys have already met. Each of us split our alpha sort by last name. So myself, Mr. King, I work with all students grades 6 through 12 with last names beginning A through G. And then Ms. Lytle serves students H through P, and Ms. Reglinger serves students Q through Z. So we each have our own caseload that we're responsible for. But I feel like in our office, we're kind of more of a team setting. So we always work with whomever comes in, but you know, we just try to tackle at least those focused groups. So here within the Office of College and Career Readiness, we are focusing on what is that next step. So what are you going to plan for after you graduate? And we start those conversations in sixth grade with middle schoolers. And one of the biggest things that we want our students to understand is it's okay to not know what the next step is, but that's why you have us as your team to help you kind of plan for the next step in your future, making sure you're taking all the right classes that you want to take. If you're ever interested in learning a little bit more about your personality type or maybe even how you learn the best, we do administer different assessments through our software called Naviance AchieveWorks. So students can access that anytime. Parents can also access that too if they're curious just about the results and things that we're doing with their students. What we really do try to focus on is helping the students understand their graduation path, or what we call a graduation plan. So that's pretty critical. As we know here in the state of Ohio, we have permanent graduation requirements. Hopefully those stay for a while. But our goal is to help explain to students and families what is required of their child, even starting in freshman year, how to graduate on time, making sure that if college or career or military, wherever your path is leading you, that we are setting you up for success right as your freshman year starts.
Could you just talk a little bit about the difference between the Gear Up program and then now College and Career Readiness?
Absolutely. So Gear Up, like everything else in education, is an acronym. It stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. So Gear Up's overarching umbrella focused more on college access or college awareness, helping students understand that it can be affordable. Even just getting a student on a campus was one of the biggest goals for us in order for them to get that best fit for their future education. Now, within the College and Career Readiness Office, we tend to focus more on the pathway. So what is getting you to that next step? So we focus a lot on making sure students understand what's required for graduation. We also take their current coursework that they're completing here with us, whether it be at the high school, even MTC or Ohio State Marion if they're doing College Credit Plus. How is my coursework going to affect my future career? So almost more of a career focus, but using that career focus into a path. So we know that, you know, nothing's ever linear.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could go backwards and forwards as many times as you need to, but as long as students understand that what I'm doing in the classroom today is going to affect my future career, I feel like that's one of our main focuses, and explaining to them that that path could be multiple different ways. You know, you can get to plan A doing ABC, and you can also do plan B doing CBD.
Right. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of the most common questions you hear from students that are coming in your office, kind of trying to prepare for the next step after graduation.
I feel like one of our biggest questions that we get is, when is your next college visit?
Okay.
So I feel like our students are really motivated on just having the access to go to a different campus. A majority of our students know Ohio State Marion and Marion Technical College, but some of them have never been to a four-year campus outside of the Marion city limits. So to me, I feel like that's one of the biggest questions. But we also get the other question is, when are you going to call me down again?
Oh, yeah.
So once we do that initial meeting with the student, you know, we get to know them a little bit better. We find out what their strengths are, what their passions and interests are. And then I feel like that almost builds a relationship with the student. And it's critical for us to sustain that. So I feel like us doing that on the initial appointment almost gives them that idea like, oh, I can actually come back here. But another question that we get often, this one's kind of a funny one, is where's Coach Chapman? Coach Chapman is one of our TRU advisors through Marion Technical College, and he visits us twice a week. And the kids really enjoy him working with them. He gives us a lot of extra support in our office, so they really look forward to his visit days.
And this is kind of a side question off what you said, but you talked about the college visits, but there's also college representatives that come here, correct?
That is
so
correct.
Haven't you had a few this week?
We have. So it's actually been a pretty busy week in our office. Mm-hmm. If you were in our office yesterday, there was probably about 15 to 20 kids in here at one time.
Wow.
So we did have Holly Jacobson from Ohio State Marion. She met with, I think, almost a dozen students yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then we also had, I believe her name was Abigail from Tiffin University.
Okay.
And I think we had roughly about 5 or 6 students with that. So we do campus visits with our TRIO program, and then we do have our college rep visits, which is what happened this week.
Okay.
So students can sign up through rep visits through their Naviance account underneath the colleges tab.
Nice.
Another question that I feel like we hear a lot is students coming in here and they tell us they need to register for the ACT, but they don't know how. So we're able to get them on the computer and assist them with signing up and getting registered, and then we can provide them with a waiver so the cost is free for them to sign up for the ACT. So that's another one I feel like we hear pretty often, getting them registered for the ACT and then explaining they get access to the ACT prep for the next 12 months, so explaining that to them as well and how they'll utilize that.
What is the grade level that they should come in to start asking about that?
Probably their junior year.
Okay.
Another question we get a lot is, I need money to go to college. How do I get money to go to college? And so one of the things that we focus on here is helping students with financial aid. So we help make their FSA IDs to be able to then get onto the FAFSA, which is free application for student federal aid.
Federal student aid.
Federal student aid. I get those two letters mixed up all the time. And so we really work with those kids and helping them get the most money they can out of federal aid and how they're going to be able to pay for school. That's a big barrier for a lot of our students is, I want to go to school, but money is a big factor. How do I pay for this? So we help a lot with financial safety. And eventually in January, we'll start working on scholarships and getting those kids down here and working on so many different scholarships with them, applying for maybe something they might not have known that they could get. Apply for everything, you don't know. So a lot of them are just like, how do I go about doing that? And so we're getting trained, and Mr. King's great at the FAFSA because he's been here for so long. Miss Lytle and I are still training on FAFSA, but we're getting more comfortable with it as the year goes on. The FAFSA open October 1st, so they have until February 1st.
Yep, that's pretty standard. Yep.
February 1st to fill out the FAFSA, okay, to be able to get that financial aid aspect.
That's good info, and you guys really do an awesome job with the scholarships. My favorite thing is, when we get close to graduation, there's a lot of like achievement ceremonies and things like that, and we always talk about the students and the scholarships that they're getting, and it's just crazy amounts of money that they're either saving on school or not having to pay at all, yeah, for all 4 years. So it's really awesome. So what are the best ways for students to get involved with CCR, and more importantly, when should they start?
They should start planning now. It's never too early to start planning. But we kind of have a schedule, and we just start pulling students one by one, meeting with them to talk about their plans after graduation. They can stop in here anytime in our room 136, and any of us are willing to help them. So really whenever, and like, they're free to come in here and we'll help them.
Another thing with the new requirements for Ohio is that we legally have to do a graduation plan with every student. Right. So we go and talk to freshmen through seniors. So that's a great way for us to get involved with them, is that we're pulling them. We have to talk to all of the kids. So not necessarily they have to come get involved with us. We kind of go out and find them in one way, but they also do seek us out, which I think is really cool. Or we'll go talk to them in the hallways and they'll never know where we are. And so when we tell them, they're like, oh, this is a really cool area. How do I come in here? And I say, just talk to a teacher about it. Maybe say, hey, can I have a pass to go talk to my college and career readiness advisor? But also, we work very closely with our guidance counselors. And a lot of times, mm-hmm, when they're meeting with their students, they'll send them on over to us and go over the next steps on how to go through things. So I think the relationship between the two offices is really great to get started in here as well.
That's a good point.
And I think one of you mentioned, Mr. King, it might have been you, about as early as sixth grade, mm-hmm, you start talking with students. So how does that work if they're in middle school and they want to?
Absolutely. So a lot of our middle school programming is more classroom-based workshops. We had found in the past doing one-on-one appointments with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders weren't as effective as they were at the high school level. Right. So we feel getting into the classroom with 6th and 7th and 8th graders, first and foremost, just exposing them to what's out there. They have no idea what they want to do.
Exactly.
They're more worried about what's for lunch or, mm-hmm, what are they going to do when they go home. So meeting those 6th and 7th and 8th graders where they are in the classroom first allows us to start to build those relationships with the students, and then hopefully break some barriers that they may have thought that they would experience as they get through 8th grade and then moving into 9th grade.
Okay. So what are some of the most important items that our, you know, juniors and seniors need to really know about as they get near graduation?
It's a great question. So one of the biggest things is understanding their graduation requirements. What is required of them as the student in order to get ready for graduation by the time that they're a senior? So it's pretty much three different things. So the biggest thing would be making sure that you understand which core credits you have to complete. Okay. So those would be our 4 years of English, math, and so on. The second piece would be what we call competency, which is receiving a remediation-free score on the OST exams that they take. Okay. So that's ELA 2 and Algebra 1. And then the third step would be to complete what we now in the state of Ohio have called graduation seals. So students complete different tasks through freshman through senior year to get these seals. And that gives them almost just like an extra boost for their diploma. So certain examples could be, I received a technology seal. So I'm really invested in IT or networking. Maybe okay. I want to work with in computers someday. So I'm going to obtain that one. Or I'm really curious about joining the military. So maybe I want to do JROTC for a year and see, you know, what kind of things yeah. the military could offer me, and then I can get a military seal. The other thing would definitely be come to school. Make sure that you're here every single day, because the more that you get to expose within a classroom setting, the more the student itself is going to grow and then hopefully potentially get to that next step that they've chosen for themselves. Ultimately, we try to keep on top of deadlines as much as possible. I feel like students get really annoyed when we're like, oh, hey, did you finish your Common App? Mm-hmm. Did you finish that essay yet? And then probably like further.
Do you have your picture uploaded?
Yeah, do you have your picture for your ACT? All of these things that are so critical for them to be successful. But, you know, without a team like this, I truly don't think that a lot of our students would have that next step, because a lot of our faculty here are so embedded in their classrooms or in their right. Or in their offices that they just don't get the luxury or the chance to have the conversations that we do with our students.
Yeah, awesome. All right, last question. We always do this one last. So what is your favorite thing about working with Marion City Schools and our students?
I think my favorite thing about working with Marion City Schools is that I graduated from here. So I think it's really cool that I was able to come back and become an alumni and work with the district that gave me so much growing up. Just giving back to the community and where I came from is exciting to me. Being able to work with past teachers that I had is kind of like a weird thing almost, yeah. but it's really cool, and they're able to see like how I have grown and how much they're mentoring has meant to me. So to be able to give that back to some of our students, and like hopefully they can have a good path and look back and realize that some great things came out of Marion City Schools. Another thing is just working with some of these students. They're so cool, and like to see some of their paths and their different dreams and goals, to see like the excitement coming out of them for these things is really exciting. And just being able to build relationships with the students in our capacity has been really exciting, just to see like the excitement that they get once they get something accomplished, or even just in the hallways in the morning saying hi to the students and seeing like how someone just saying good morning to them can make their day or not. And just walking the halls and seeing the kids and being able to put a smile on their face is just really exciting for me.
Yeah, I'll agree with that too. One of my favorite things is just being able to interact with the students every day, building that relationship with them. They're just the best. Like, I missed one day and I was so excited to get back. They're great to work with. So I really enjoy being able to interact with them every day, all day. Another thing that I do really appreciate and one of my favorite things is I feel like at Marion City there's a lot of opportunity for professional development, trainings, and all a lot of growth and things. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
I think they kind of nailed it right there for me, but I do really appreciate our students' stories. Hearing them share, you know, where they've come from, what they've accomplished, or what they hope to accomplish in the future, I feel, you know, our youth are our future, and if we're not willing to sit down and just listen to what they have to say, then how are we doing them justice? So to me, that is one of the most favorite things, but also I love to see when alumni come back. We have a pretty good rapport with a lot of our students who have graduated. They come back, tell us their stories, where they are currently, what they're doing, whether they're married, joining the military, having a baby. It's just so excited for them to want to come back and share that story with us. So to me, that proves that there was definitely some kind of positive connection there. And then the favorite thing about working with Marion City Schools has to be the people. I feel like our entire staff, at least just in our building, let alone, you know, the rest of the district, is so supportive of your growth, so supportive of your furthering your education. Challenge yourself, you know, cognitively and just being aware of what all is out there, especially like what Ms. Lytle said, the different professional development and things that we get. It's all about growing us as well as the students. And I feel, at least in my years of education, that's pretty rare to get from a district, is when everybody supports every single person themselves.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's it for this week's episode. I want to thank the College and Career Readiness team for coming on the podcast today and providing families with all of the great information about the College and Career Readiness program. Our next episode will feature the brand new agribusiness program at Harding High School as Brenna Loxley, the agribusiness instructor and FFA advisor, will talk about the program and the new micro farm at the high school. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.